At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And hey guys, welcome to the Cloud Crew Podcast. We're back here for another episode. Chilling here with Kato.
What's good?
Today, man, we're going to be doing a little bit of a review for some animes, starting with Dragon Ball Daima. Now, Dragon Ball Daima is new, and they only have one episode out right now.
Yeah, it's like a continuation story of like after Z, but before Super. And it's completely canon. It's written by the original writer, Toriyama, who passed away earlier this year, I believe. It's like the last project that I think he worked on, personally.
And didn't he say that himself that that this is how he wanted this story to go?
Yeah, he also said that I believe he's proudest of this one. Don't quote me on that. I would have to go and like look again, but I think that's what he said. I don't believe there's a manga to this, is there?
I have not seen any or read any manga for it. If there is, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. Now, with Daima, I do believe, just based off the first episode that we watched, it is gonna be incredible. The animation style is awesome.
I really like the recap of like Z and seeing all of Z and like the new animation. That one, not all of Z, but those specific scenes from Z and the new animation style.
Yeah, it touched back on the Buu saga, and we even got to see a little bit of some cool scenes with Majin Vegeta. Man, I thought that was pretty cool, and they reanimated it. They didn't use the old scenes; they actually went back and reanimated it, which yeah. I thought was awesome.
I agree. I think that the full reanimation of those scenes was incredible. I don't think they really could have done better. I mean, their color grading was a little bright, I think. I felt like everything was bright as hell. But that's probably just me being me.
Well, we're also kind of in a dark room. Just neon lights on.
I mean, that's fair.
So it probably pops up a little bit more. Now, I will say, we've seen a Namekian come in from the demon realm. That's kind of a weird feel. I mean, we've seen he had some really weird and strong potential. And I'm a little confused right now on why they're so scared of these beast or creature things that he created that guards their Dragon Balls.
I'm also pretty curious on what's going on inside of that realm. But at the same time, it's so open-ended that I don't know. Like, all he's shown us out of his capabilities, the ability to summon Dragon Balls, create those guys, and take Dragon Balls and take them from the stone state to the fully finished state, which is insane. That means he could potentially have infinite wishes, but
yeah, and remember, he created the Dragon Realms.
The Dragon Ball and the Demon Dragon Realm, Ball. Yeah.
Yeah, and I said Dragon Realm. I meant Demon Realm, my bad.
It happens.
And then they also mentioned that the Namekians are an ascendant or related to the demons now. Like, that was officially confirmed.
Yeah,
They talked about it, but it mentioning their pointy years, and it kind of opens a little bit of
horny, pointy. You said horny.
No, I'm pretty sure I said pointy.
I'm pretty sure you said horny.
I'm pretty sure I said horny.
Anyway, we'll hear it back whenever we listen.
We will, and no offense, I really think that that one was just your schizophrenia, man.
I don't think so. I don't think so this time, man.
We'll see. We'll see. But I think that's going to be something that's going to show a little bit more progress towards Piccolo, maybe? Because we've seen recently that Piccolo and later down the road unlocked some gold form going on, you know?
Yeah, in Super, you got Piccolo, Orange Piccolo, and then, like, the potential Awaken Piccolo, which I think was more of a yellow tone.
Yeah, but learning that Namekians have demon blood in them, you know, that might explain some of their strange abilities, you know, some of their background and past that wasn't really explained in Dragon Ball previously.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I suppose it definitely might. What I'm worried about is, like, how they're... Because they're Super's supposed to be canon. It's supposed to take place after Z as well. But after Daima. And it's supposed to be canon. And I'm scared that they're going to retcon things, which they kind of have already, like, with the Batari earring. Where the two Kais unfused because of Boo's gas. In Super, which happens later down the road, they explain Pataras and Patara infusions again. And it happens later down the road, apparently, in the timeline. And they mention that Kais, it's impossible for them to unfuse. And it's just a strange...
Yes,
retcon situation. I'm just scared it's going to happen a lot more.
I think, though, that the unfuse has a theory behind it. I think it's going to add some depth into it. I mean, everyone knows that the world of Dragon Ball is very complex anyway. There's several different levels going into it. I don't think it's going to be something that's going to cause issues later on, especially with Super. I think maybe the Kai at the time are not really involved, at least not yet. Right now, we actually seen that there's a Supreme Kai, somebody in the Supreme Kai that has a brother that is in the demon realm as well. Oh, we seen. Maybe that could be something that they've been working on. You know?
Definitely. I'm excited to see how they explore the demon realm. As far as I'm aware, like, from the promotional material from this anime, it takes place primarily in the demon realm after everybody gets turned into children. So I'm interested to see how, like, the main characters have to traverse something like that as literal children with their infant children at the same time.
And I have a question for you, man. Like, why children? Why is there a theory like, oh my god, our biggest threat right now, let's turn them into kids, and this will make them not be able to fuck us up?
I don't know what the thought process behind it is, but I...
Like, bro,
I understand why it was their last thought process. One, because it's like a goofy writing style, but two, because... They state that it can't be, like, any type of dark wish. It has to be something that's not inherently evil. So, like, just making them kids isn't inherently evil. It's strange.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Okay, it says it can't be inherently evil. But, like, for instance, Piccolo asked for power, right? Why not ask for power to be able to destroy anyone that opposes them?
Because, like, even asking for power, it still has to be within your being. Like,
Piccolo did it.
Yeah, but the power that he gains wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't enough to beat Goku.
Bro, but that's the thing. Piccolo is current Goku, like, in the timeline past Daima. You know, when he unleashes his gold, it's supposed to be on par with Ultra Instinct in Goku. Me and you've had this discussion before. Remember?
Yeah, we have, but that's so much further down the line. Current Piccolo...
That's right. No. But this is my point, though, to this. Is that, like, that's possible. In the same timeline, like not the same, like, timeline. It's further down the line, but still the same event. Like, this is still canon. Both events are canon.
Yeah, but like all the events that are about to take place are what unlock Piccolo's potential up to that point. Like, events unlock no potential. Shenron couldn't have just given Goku Super Saiyan God. That was stated. He just was able to give them the ability on how to do it. So, like, yeah, sure, he probably could have gave those two power, but it would have been like...
They also done it, though, for Piccolo, and it's also been done for other people.
It has, but
so that's what I'm saying, is that that is completely possible. You cannot...
It is, but it would have a finite limit to it at this point. They haven't been through enough experiences for them to unlock this huge power boost.
No, I don't think so, because Goku Black... A whole nother thing. Remember,
that's a completely different scenario. That was taking over someone's body entirely. That was a already godlike being taking over.
No. Okay, you have Goku Black, and then remember also Zamasu.
Asked for immortality.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying, is that they could wish for things like that. That could be way more effective.
100%. Except both of those things have been proven to be beatable. And if... Okay, if someone like that
Goku Black's wasn't necessarily proven beatable. They happen to have a button, aka the Zenny button, and it saved them. That was the luckiest thing.
No, that was the Zamasu part. Goku Black was beatable. Zamasu was not. But that was because of Zamasu.
They merged and became like...
Yeah, but it was the immortal half that was like... unkillable. Like, the Goku Black halfable separated was completely killable.
I don't think, though, that they ever actually separated. Remember, I think they combined and stayed combined. I don't remember.
Yeah, but even
ever...
with this discussion, neither of those two characters, like, if one asked for immortality and one asked for the body, I don't think they'd be close enough in power. That's one of the, like, prerequisites to fusing, is you have to be similar in strength to fuse. So like they would never be able to fuse because they would never be similar in power, but at the same time,
see, with their they would just be, they could, because that's what I'm saying. You get three wishes.
They get three wishes, but like one wish would be like, oh, give me
immortality, right? So let's say you use Zamasu's
evil containment wave.
But that proved ineffective in that.
No,
fight.
We've
seen
it
proved
ineffective because it's been disrupted. And it was also because Trunks did it.
Like, there's a, man, you're arguing up against a point that they didn't even really beat them. They did not beat Goku Black and Zamasu at all.
Yeah, but now that, like... Okay, so...
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you're neglecting the fact.
Hold on. Let me talk here. So, Sparking Zero's alternate storylines were confirmed to be written by Toriyama. One of them shows Trunks successfully using the evil containment wave on Zamasu, completely sealing him. So, it is an effective strategy. And then later in that arc, Goku and Vegeta both beat and kill Goku Black. And these were both written by the creator of Dragon Ball.
Yeah, you're right, but that's not what actually happened in
the canon.
No,
but it's completely possible. So it's
a proven
possibility.
But it's also possible that they don't and lose, as shown.
Definitely.
And
but
it's also another thing that, like, that's with them interfering with timelines. Remember, in this instance, they're not interfering with timelines.
So they would have perfect circumstances. Neither of those two people are going to be, in order to, like, become the same type of threat Goku Black and Zamasu were, because like the potential that they see Goku at was different than what Goku Black and Zamasu saw.
There's
a little bit more to this, the whole Goku Black thing. One, Zamasu took over Goku's body, but Zamasu is a god. He has god abilities. He is stated as a god.
After his immortality.
Because he becomes the Supreme Kai. He becomes a god whenever he kills the Supreme Kai to become the new Supreme Kai, actually. That's whenever he officially becomes a god, and that's before he becomes immortal.
But remember, Goku Black is from the other timeline.
Yeah, but he becomes a god. That's what I needed to get through before my next point. Neither of the two characters have a way to become a god, because that's something you can't wish from normal Shenron. You can't wish to become a god. That's something like Super Dragon Balls might be capable to do. No. But like at this point, that wasn't
wish, for the path or how to. Like Shenron's been shown to show the
way. I don't think either one of them have god-like potential, though. Like they need to fight children. Two,
I think you're underestimating, once again, you're underestimating Dragon Ball all's villains, man. If you look back, let's say Frieza, you know? Literally over
if
time,
this little midget dude
got, hold on, I'm talking. Let me progress. So with Frieza is somebody that they shown come in and just be able to instantly raise his power level mid competition and stuff. To prove as a worthy fighter, regardless. He literally spawned in, as we've seen, and just got gold at one point, you know? Like, because he wanted it. Same thing with Cell previously. Cell, randomly, he would progress stronger each time. So, I don't think that we need to undermine the villains of Daima at all.
Okay, so if Goma by himself, like, without the help of others. Let me finish this thought.
But please. You're not letting.
No, I understand your point completely.
Because there's a whole other side of this. No, the other side.
Just
is
let me
that
finish this thought, and I got you. I got you for sure. Because I need to get this out. If Goma becomes a threat whatsoever in this theory, I'll pay you. Because I'm so confident that he has absolutely no
I'm
chance
not
of actually being
talking about
threat.
Just Goma. See, now you're. See, that's what I'm saying.
No,
like, you're not
the
just
only,
listening
the only
per- to me.
No, no, no.
See, now you're like
the you only person I was discrediting, like in my original argument, just so like there's no like actual like disagreement here, was Goma. I think that the like angel dude that's with him, like because he's an angel, like he's definitely like an angel assembly.
He is a.
He definitely has potential.
Of the other supreme kind, so he has the same potential as Zamasu, is what I was trying to explain earlier.
Sort of.
No, he
no,
does.
No, Zamasu had a different type of potential because he was literally the Supreme Kai in training. So he was on like a different level already.
All of the angels' goals are to progress. All of them.
But like, if I could probably look this
and
up
with,
right now and disprove
and
that.
And with, no. No.
Just like the him
with
being
the, are you gonna,
comparable.
Okay, let me get my point across. Because with the angels, they do have the same potential. The reason being for that is because all they would have to do is ask Shenron. There are multiple ways to progress in Dragon Ball. One, you have physical training that has been shown to progress any and all characters.
So the very first statement is no. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad. I really didn't.
The second one is a lot of them seek the Dragon Balls as shown in previous Dragon Ball. All anime, that they can wish for different types of power and different things that can help them progress, unlocking awakening. Another is Namek. They can also go to Namek and Gru. People have been shown to see Gru as somebody that they can seek out to try to gain power from, and so forth. There's multiple ways. I do not think that him having the potential of an angel, and although not him not being under the direct Supreme Kai would limit his ability.
So the like just a basic Google search will immediately tell you that not all angels have the same potential. That's not an argument that I'm making though.
Where is that proven and who said it?
So I'll find quotes in a second because I'm looking at multiple things.
Well, because
I just didn't have enough time in your like conversation to get everything out. So
understand.
My bad.
No, you're fine. Because, as I said, I don't think it's ever been proven. But I don't think that we need to undermine the characters of Daima just because it happens before what happened with Super. I understand, yes, Super's supposed to be on a whole nother power level scale. I definitely stuttered that one out. But I don't think it's something that we need to overlook just because it's before the next power-ups, guys.
I don't think Degesu is actually an angel.
No, he's not an actual angel. So he's the brother of an angel, meaning that the angels themselves.
So he's not brother potential at the moment. Unless he becomes an angel,
he's not brother. They literally mentioned in the first episode of Daima that he is the brother of an angel of the Supreme Kai. So he has the same like blood and everything. That just means that it's a chosen path. Like being an angel is a chosen path for potential. It's something that he isn't chasing. He's chasing a different goal with his power. See what I'm saying? He has the same levels of strength probably as an angel. Because him and his brother, I believe, are supposed to be twins.
I believe the like actually being bestowed the rank of like actual angel is a power up in of itself. Like I believe it is like a skill up. So I believe he would still be below angel strength at the moment.
I think in Daima, I'm gonna be honest with you. In Daima, I think we're gonna see him take down his brother or
nah, because his brother's still in super, so he can't take out his brother.
No, I don't think he's gonna kill him, but I think we're gonna see him literally defeat him at some
maybe
point.
Sneak him. I could see him sneaking him, but I don't think like I don't
sneak or not. I think he's going to like physically we have some type of takedown or threat against him, and he's gonna have to be saved by Goku.
I don't see that happening. Mostly because I just don't see him being involved with the direct conflict, because angels can't typically do that. Like that's against angel like greed. Like they can't help
but
mortals.
We've also seen like people getting direct like connections and breaking the rules. Like one the time thing. Remember when the
well
Supreme
now
it,
now
Kai
it's been
back
sta-
in time, which is against the rules and
yeah, but
for stuff.
Now it's been stated that if angel like it's manga stated, so I don't know how well it's being held in canonicity to Daima, because like we haven't seen it be.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Animated yet.
Yeah.
But in the manga, it stated that if one of the angel characters, I believe in the Moro arc, he shows up and Whis explains to him that if he is to break the Kree in any way, he will be just deleted from existence. Not just like killed and like ability to like be brought back with Dragon Balls, but like his very existence in all the realms would just be deleted. So
yeah, it's probably some type of like contract.
Yeah.
Soul thing,
so like,
you know? That's probably part of becoming an actual angel. That might be why he didn't go the angel path. Maybe he's doing.
Well, I think,
thing, you know,
he more than because like demon realm people typically like have to be like sent there. I believe that's stated in Z somewhere. I don't remember for sure.
I don't think so, they also have to be sent. I think some of them choose to be there.
Yeah, but it's likely like if he wanted to be an angel, I doubt he's here by choice. He's probably like an outcast in.
Yeah,
the
I don't
angels.
Think he ever wanted to be an angel. I think he's an outcast because his brother.
No, he probably wanted to be, but he got outshined by his brother and got outcasted. That's my theory, because he seems to hold some type of grudge, and that's probably
does.
Why.
He definitely holds a grudge.
That's my theory on why he holds a grudge, is because his brother outshined him in being an angel, took the spot as a Supreme Kai. You see what I'm saying?
I think maybe he just see, like, for me, I'm thinking that maybe he's just gonna have a grudge on his brother because he was always the favored one, just somebody that was always looked at more, even if like he put in the same effort. I think it might show that maybe he felt like he was overlooked compared to his brother.
I'm also like, this may seem crazy. I have the strangest feeling that these two characters, like Goma and Tagesu, however you say his name, I might be butchering that. I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're not going to be the main antagonists of the season at all.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not. And
that's why I think they're going to be particularly weak in comparison. Like, I think that they're not going to be in par with just Kamehameha Power Pole Goku.
Yeah. Now, like, my thinking right now is
I'm thinking that
the Namekian guy, for one, I think he would put up a fight. I just don't know how.
I don't think he's gonna fight. I think he's low key because he's getting the Goma guy said that he was gonna give him an extra 1,000 years to his lifespan if he did the Dragon Ball thing. So he got 1,000 years added onto his lifespan, right? So like, I think he's just gonna like deuces and just go do whatever the fuck he feels like doing. And now that he knows other Namekians around, maybe he tries to stay with like Dende, or he like meets Piccolo or some shit.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Because he seems interested in other Nameks so far.
That's true. But I think it's shown that he is a strong Namekian man, just based off the powers. Like,
yeah, I don't particularly think he's going to be a threat to our main cast. I think he's going to be like a defector type shit, because he doesn't really give a fuck about Goma or Tagesu. He kind of just wanted his extra life and to leave the demon realm.
Yeah, bro. He kind of, when they first showed up, he said, "What do you want me to do again?"
He said, "Huh?
What do you want me to do? What?" Alright, cool. Give me like 5 seconds, bro.
He said, let me hold up. I can't sense them bitches. They must have made a wish already. Give me a second. Gotta really stretch for this one.
And I like how it showed though that he could bring them out of their like slept state, you know, where they're in their rock.
Yeah, because that's something they didn't do with Z, and like the Kami from Z couldn't do that. You know,
that's Guru, why I said it shows that he has really great power. And he said he hasn't seen another Namekian for over 1,000 years.
Which I'm assuming is because I'm assuming that the Namekians that you like see on planet Namek escape the demon realm sometimes. Because it was just implied that like they originated there because of the demon ears. So like I'm thinking that maybe a group of them got off and they colonized the entire planet, not Namek, up until, you know, Goku and Vegeta kind of, not Vegeta, Goku and Frieza kind of fuck it real hard. But like I'm assuming that like they escaped and he was just one of the ones that got left behind. That I assume that's how his backstory is gonna go.
No, I believe it, man. They left it pretty open. They did. There's tons of stuff of that we are yet to see. So hopefully we see some more. Now, another thing that we want to bring up is Bleach. We watched the 2 episodes of Bleach.
Oh, hold on. Before we touch on Bleach, how do you think the next episode of Daima is going to go?
Oh, the next episode of Daima? Well, with Daima, I believe that...
Because it ended with like everybody turning into kids and cutting to black. Like, we don't see any of the kid characters yet, but like they drop everything.
Well, for one, hopefully they have the memory still, you know? It's not proven. They haven't been saying anything about them losing their memory.
Yeah, in the trailers, too, it kind of seemed like...
They
were aware, yeah. So, like, I'm thinking... Goku was like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, I'm thinking they get together, come up with a collaboration, right?
Probably just like, alright, well...
I believe that they might get some interaction with some type of Kai or Supreme Kai.
They're more than likely, I think they'll likely, because they're with the Kais currently. The Kais were eating at that party. So the Kais are going to see them all change. They're going to interact with them. They're going to, and because like this had to be a Shenron wish, they're immediately going to be like, okay, we need to go talk to Dende right the fuck now.
And they're all going to go. And I believe that there might be a fight. That's why I said right now with that Namekian still there, I think he's going to be in a fight.
No, I think he's going to see Piccolo and be like, oh, fuck. Piccolo's going to be a kid. Piccolo's going to be a kid. We've never seen fucking just like kid Piccolo in a scrap.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think that he might be one of the main fights. I think he's going to be one of the reasons that they escape back to the demon realm.
I think, bro. I think this is how he's going to be.
And allow Goku and them to create a plan.
I think he's going to get like hit super early on and be like, "Oh hell, fuck no." And just like start walking away, get on the ship and start turning it on and shit. And Goma and Dagesu is going to like turn and be like, "Wait a fucking minute." And like run and get on the ship last minute type shit. Because I don't see him like having fighting potential necessarily, but like I think he's just gonna have like driving the plot forward, having the ability to change everything potential.
I don't agree with that.
I think he's just I think
he
feeble.
Has more to it.
He can barely walk.
No, I think he's showing the state right now to give us an undermine of the character, kind of like if you think of the original Dragon Ball when they brought in the Master. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank right now. Give me a help here.
Which
old
one?
Guy.
Roshi?
Yeah. Because, like, Master Roshi, as we've seen in Dragon Ball Z, is one of the weaker characters. Like, he has a weaker demeanor to him, you know? But yet, he still is a really strong character, as shown in Dragon Ball Super. We see him go into the Tournament of Power, a whole nother scaling, you know?
I don't think this guy is comparable to Roshi.
I think he is. And I think the Namekians having special powers were seen anyway, on top of him already showing some of the abilities that he has, possibly surpassing all the Namekians that we've seen up. So far up until this point in the timeline, you know?
I think in terms of battle potential, he's real level.
I mean, as I said, the Gru in his prime, man.
I'm talking about Z versus crazy. Frieza Gru potential. That's let me get that.
Yeah, I completely disagree, man. And like I seen studying, man, like looking through this Namekian might be the most strongest Namekian that we've seen.
But isn't right now.
No, so far, shown just by his powers, he has the most or the utmost power out of all the Namekians.
He has.
None of them have been able to summon the Dragon Balls that way, create Dragon Balls, and create creatures to protect them.
No.
They have not
No, the creation of Dragon Balls has been done. It was done by Gru. So that's already been
shown. It was done by Gru, but Gru.
And. So Boom that's
can
already
no longer destroy him, and he can't do anything with him.
Gru's dead.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, Gru's not, like, a thing anymore.
Yeah, but it's been already shown that it's possible from other Namekians, so he wasn't the first to do that.
So that tells you right there, he has the wisdom and strength that Gru had. And Gru unlocks potential in many, many, many different characters. You know? Gru also is shown... my apologies. Kind of lost my thought. Not Gru. But Piccolo has also shown that Namekian powers are easily gained. So, who knows? This guy, I could have the potential of the mastery of skills like Gru does for his magic. And he might have the combat that Piccolo has.
Gru,
it's hard to tell right
Gru
now.
Gru was never stated to be a fighter in any way, shape, or form in anywhere in Dragon Ball. He was never said to have any type of fighting potential. He was the most powerful, was one of the most powerful users of the mystical Dragon Clan arts, which is a non-combative form of fighting, of magic. So he was never stated to have any type of potential. I never thought
I promise you, if you look at Gru's power scaling, because I'm sure there's a power scaling for Gru. You can look it up. Look at his power scaling, and I guarantee he has high power scaling.
I don't think he does. He has a power level of 2,000. That is base Goku.
No.
It is. It's base Goku at the time.
Okay, look, what is base Goku's power level? Because I don't think that would be base Goku.
So hard to find. I don't know
why. I was
about
to say, probably because
I didn't know I didn't erase it all. My bad.
No, you're good.
5,000? Yeah. In the Vegeta saga, when Vegeta comes to invade Namek, it's stated to be 5,000, which is 3,000 higher than Guru in the same saga.
Okay. But so, oh, that's higher than most your average, like, humans and stuff.
Yeah, average and humans, then, but humans are the weakest life form. Piccolo's?
Because Piccolo also is another Namekian that has combat skills.
I believe he's been stated to have... And if this
guy has combat skills, then he could also have Gru's magical potential on top of Piccolo's combat skills. Power level. And we've seen that...
What the fuck? Hold on. I saw a ridiculous number. Give me a second.
Maybe it's talking about the super... I mean,
that
not the super.
That still wouldn't even make sense to me, I don't think.
Maybe it's talking about the Piccolo Gold, you know? Gold Piccolo. Because Gold Piccolo is kind of OP. And Piccolo itself, don't forget, is technically supposed to be King Piccolo, you know, reincarnated.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm not finding the most conclusive answer at the moment, but I'm looking.
Yeah, so Piccolo's scaling is weird anyway. He has a crazy bit of potential that they just now caught him back up to Goku and them.
Okay, so during the
movie.
Saiyan saga, which would be the Vegeta saga, still he had a
4,500. Got you. And but in the
which is
Saiyan saga appears 2,000.
Yeah, that's because he's wearing his weights. So yeah. If he takes his weights off, it comes up 2,500.
Got you.
Which he's not wearing his weights there. But and then in the Namek saga, for some reason, it jumps all the way up to 250 fucking thousand. But at the same time, to be fair. That's when Goku unlocks Super Saiyan,
yeah,
and he goes Kaioken
jump, so
and shit like that. That's where the whole power scaling of Dragon Ball just goes, like, ridiculous. Like, Kaioken already was just like, holy shit, he can go 20 times stronger on top of the Kaioken base? What the fuck? And then it was like, alright, he can go Super Saiyan, which is a huge boost, which is more than Kaioken's boost ever was. Okay, now he can go Super Saiyan 2? What the fuck? Super Saiyan 3? What the fuck? Super Saiyan fucking blue with Kaioken on top of it. It's just like, I just skipped it.
Yeah, you missed.
It's like, it's the same ability as blue, but like, it's like.
Yeah, blue's
him being able to resummon it. It was because like God was a one-time thing where all five Saiyans had to share their power with him, but he was able to recall that God form.
Yeah, he was able
to
retain it into blue. But as shown, it is a separate form in the.
As he trains with it and some fights with it, it becomes like a whole different beast. Especially once Vegeta hones it, he gets his own form of it, which I don't even think.
Yeah, the Ultra Ego.
No. Super Saiyan God evolved. The evolved form of Blue. Vegeta's the only person that actually does that. Like, Vegeta, I mean, Goku's never
Goku
shown
gets,
to. He gets Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, Goku has Ultra Instinct right now.
And they just didn't feel like giving Ultra Ego yet. Or he just hadn't thought of it yet, or whatever the fuck it was.
I don't think he named it yet at the time.
Probably. And, like, the name that he came up with, I'm not gonna lie, Ultra Ego, low-key kind of lame.
Hey, man, it matches.
It's
him,
cool, but, like,
ego.
It's so basic that it just seems kind of, like, lame.
Fits his character, I think.
It definitely does, but I think he could have found another word that sounded cooler. Like, another, like, I don't think it had to have... I don't think it had to have Ultra in it to, like, match Ultra Instinct. Because, like, I think that's the only reason he did it like that.
Well, you also gotta think, like, they're simple people in their minds. Like, they strive to be a perfect warrior and a simple character. You know, man, a few words is what they want to be. So, of course, he's just like, oh.
The fact that Piccolo's power level is said to be 20 billion in the, Gods movie is crazy.
I believe it. Because that's when he catches up to Goku and them, you know, closes some of the gap.
Of course, like, these numbers that we're using aren't, they might not be, like, the exact numbers. They're probably just scaled based on statements and then events, and using events to get, like, calculations.
Yeah,
there's no real way unless
power scales differently, and it depends if you're going by manga or if you're going by anime canon. It just depends.
Yeah, because like the two are already like kind of just stated to be separated some way, and it's just because in the anime they typically try to appeal to younger people a lot more, so they separate the stories out and like almost kidify the show. Like the manga's a lot darker in some ways. A lot, and Goku's a lot more serious in the manga.
Yeah,
kind of akin to how he was in the original Z. In original Z, Goku was just smoke all the time.
Now, I want to get back into now is going to be Bleach, man. Where we got those two episodes down, as I mentioned before, I actually really enjoyed it. I think the animation looked like it was a little bit more crisp, a little bit more touched up on. I definitely thought it was a more appealing than last time.
I think that, yeah, I definitely think that, like, Kiryat stepped up their game significantly. And they're the same people that, like, animated Naruto, and they're animating Boruto currently, but the Boruto anime is fucking terrible. It's actually not actively being animated, thank God, because they realized it was doing bad and was like, oh, fuck. Pulled it to reevaluate. But, like, I'm happy to see them having such high-level production and, like, actually seeing projects through. I guess that's early for me to say because it's the second episode of the season. We don't know how bad it could get in the middle. I'm assuming the end will also be just as good quality because, you know, the end and the beginning of the season typically have the highest budget because the introduction is going to draw people, the end's going to, like, make people excited for the next part. So just naturally. But it makes me excited for their future projects. When Boruto starts getting animated again, the time skip, I think it's going to look insane. You haven't read it. I don't know if you'll ever read it unless people suggest you read it. So exactly. Suggest he reads it.
No, screw you.
Because the anime is going to be insane for it in the time skip, at least the time skip. And I'm hoping they reanimate the original anime. And only include the manga content in it, because then it'll genuinely be, like, accessible to people who care about the Naruto storyline, because it actually preserves it whenever they follow the manga content. And if they were to animate it well and follow manga only, I think it would be vastly more appreciated by people. I think it would, like, actually gain people's attention, because it works as a sequel whenever you have the right content in it. But they push so much extra shit within it that it just flaked off and became frowned upon. And I understand why.
Now, we got to see the intro in, did a little bit of a recap, you know, with Bleach in the first episode, showing the Bankai lady with the bunch of arms.
Senjumaru.
And we actually got to see where
Oryu.
I'm not even going to say his name. I'm just going to say Brother Quincy.
Brother Quincy is crazy.
It's Brother Quincy.
Hey, bro, I'm going to make the craziest Photoshop for Brother Quincy. Oh, don't you worry. It's going to be like freestyle fit on Oryu. Don't you worry.
I'm not even a fan of
him. I'm not either. He's like discount Sasuke head ass. But
say discount Sasuke?
Yeah, I did.
Don't you ever compare him to Sasuke. That is rude. Sasuke is a great character, and Uru is a dog wash character.
Why is that discount, bro?
Man, he's not even a discount, bro. Bro, they're trying to pay people to take him. Get him out of here. But I will say, we got to see him put down the hoe.
He really did. He cooked. His shrift, I believe, allows him to, like, reverse whatever's happening to him on whoever he's, like, fighting. I believe that's the idea behind his shrift. I think it's called antithesis. I think that's been stated. I don't think it's stated in the most recent episode. I think it was stated last season sometime. I know that for some reason. I know it's an A, and I know it's... I'm pretty sure. I don't know for sure. But I'm pretty sure it's antithesis.
No, I actually believe you're pretty accurate on that, man. And I will say we seen a nice little fight there. When the dude was using his paintbrush, he got
Ichibe versus Yuhibak.
He got obliterated, man. I like,
bro, the end of that fight, bro, literally got turned into six pieces. But the fight itself was cool. You could tell that, like, when they were animating this, that they saw, like, of course, when it was drawn before Jujutsu Kaisen was, like, conceptualized, but you can see in the way Ichibei's Bankai was animated, you could see the inspirations of, like, the animation style for his Bankai coming from Jujutsu Kaisen with, like, Malevolent Shrine. And it made it like one of the best visual spectacles in the first episode. I think Ichibei's Bankai also is one of the coolest looking Bankais. Of course, we didn't get to see how threatening it was because it just happened to be used on the strongest villain that we've seen thus far in the Bleach universe. And then he got turned into...
melted butter.
Yeah, melted butter. Melted butter is pretty accurate. Yeah, that works.
But man, I enjoyed it, man. There were some pretty good fight scenes. We also seen Ichigo have a struggling fight there at the end. It's tough to watch.
Yeah, the second episode, Ichigo gets cooked up by Yubak. He gets to land a couple of his signature moves. You know, he gets a good tensho, a little flashy spectacle, and
showing
then
his new swords, his new
yeah. And then he showed off his new move with the Jushijo. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like a double slash tensho, which it looks sick.
No, it looks fire, bro.
Didn't do fucking shit because you know. Yubak's ability is seeing every fucking possibility in the future, so it just like really fucks up the main character, but you know, it's whatever.
Now, I will say I the way they ended the second episode really has me like, oh my god. It's a terrible cliffhanger, man. Having to wait to see how everyone's gonna react to Ichigo having his sword slashed.
I think that like everybody's gonna be
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Or whatever, but like everybody that's standing with him at the moment had like heard Yubak say, like, I used my spiritual pressure to do this to make you kill him, and this was your destiny because of the Quincy blood and blah 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 blah, all that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like obviously they're not going to think anything of it.
Do you think Ichigo tries to continue to kill him?
Oh, he definitely like is probably going to get like some type of mental buff in this next episode and probably thrash with him again. But like at the end of episode one, we see Shunsui, the current squad one captain, the replacement for Yamamoto, come in and he's about to, I believe, release Aizen to go fight Yubak. So I believe we'll see Aizen approaching, and I believe both Ichigo and Yubak will feel that threat as well. I believe that'll be a big part of next episode.
I could definitely see it coming in, man. I really think I'm interested to see on what the new Bankai is going to be for Ichigo.
God, I hope the animation
on
it's
beautiful.
Don't blue ball
us.
Really do too.
If they blue ball us, I swear to God, I'm gonna rage for like a week.
I'm hoping that like they announce the next arc for the manga after this anime. And I know like Hell Arc technically has a chapter, one chapter, but like they never announced Hell Arc. So I just hope that Kubo
gets the animation for it.
I just want him to do something, man.
He said just once, please.
Been like 10 years.
No, you're 100% right, man. And I just kind of want to touch base a little bit. What do you think that the next step for the Quincy's are, man? Because like, no offense, their whole goal was to kill the Soul King.
Do you really want to know what my prediction is?
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, so with the current course of things, one, I don't think Oreo's staying a bad guy. I don't think that's the plan for Oreo.
Nah, they're gonna try to end up.
I think he's gonna end up turning on fucking Yuubak. I think it's gonna start with him versus that one blonde dude with the sword. Cause like they've just shown like consistently throughout the anime so far that they don't like each other. Every time they're on the same screen with each other, they both start frowning immediately. Because like the dude that I think his shrift is B, I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
But like he loves being praised by Yuubak, and now that Oryu is A above him, he's like jealous, so he kind of just gets pissy around Oryu, and Oryu just naturally doesn't like them. Yeah. He's just shown little to no interest in being cool with them.
Yeah, no, he's here because he's doing what he feels
is necessary is right as a Quincy. Yeah. But I think that he's going to turn on Yuubak, and
I hope so.
I think he's going to be like a big factor in how they take down.
I hope so. Because if not, I hope they kill him off. Get him out of here.
Yeah, I hope fucking Ichigo
cuts his head off.
Execution style.
Do it like give us a little bit of like Attack on Titan ending there.
Not the Eren Jaeger, but the smooch is crazy.
Yeah. Ichigo can't even give him the smooch if he feels sad. I don't care, but kill him off if not, you know.
It's absolutely necessary, I agree.
Now I know this is something that we didn't really plan to talk about, but I am going to touch bases just because we're in the middle of watching it, guys. Give a little bit of a review once we get done, maybe in a bonus clip or in the next episode. But ReZero, we did get to see a little bit of the animation. Still looks pretty well animated.
It looks the same, but, like, refined.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It doesn't look like any major things have been done, but it does look like they kind of tuned it up just a hair. Maybe it's just, like, the crisper lines, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah, more than likely. Absolutely. I just think, like, they're just constantly learning from their last season and not trying to overdo it at the same time, because people seem to like their animation, so if it's not broke, why fix it?
I agree. And in ReZero, man, so far we just kind of got a little bit into it. We're gonna be touching on it more, but right now we don't want to give too much out because we are still in the process. We're like halfway through the longest first episode.
It's like almost 2 hours, a little over 2 hours long. Yeah. So we just haven't really had time.
Yeah, so I'm sure y'all understand finding 2 hours to sit down and watch an anime can take a while on top of us getting the other animes down. But we're getting it done. Like
doing all the other sides of the content as well. It's a lot.
It is, but we're definitely not afraid to do it. We're going to keep pushing for it. And as said, guys, we are at over 2,000 right now for downloads. Keep listening, guys. Keep spreading the word. That is a huge thing. We appreciate y'all. We do. We're pushing to 2,500 right now.
Or 2,063.
And I'm sure once this gets out to y'all, y'all will listen in. We appreciate you all for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, with anime, we also just finished the Eminence in Shadow, and I'm not gonna lie to you.
I might have to rewatch
some of it because
I have to rewatch all of it. I'm just as confused as I was at the very beginning.
Yeah, no. And maybe that's the purpose, you know. Maybe it's supposed to be something that you're just always like, whoa, what? Because it's entertaining, although it's so confusing with the Eminence in Shadow. In the last episode, we see him come out and absolutely kill it.
Yeah.
Like, he proves, man, he's him. I mean, every episode he proves he's him. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm trying not to give this away for it, because where this is a little bit of a newer anime, and if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it, just because although it's super confusing, it's so entertaining. They introduce him in showing that he failed in a past life in the first episode, and he ends up coming in way overpowered, kills it ever since, man.
Yeah.
So I think that that's something that's pretty cool, is having a character like that, as well as we mentioned, like Solo Leveling, having those strong, overpowering characters come in. You know, we've seen it even in Jujutsu Kaisen. I know we've touched on it a little bit. Like Gojo, you know? An overpowerful character that half the time is just too cracked to even be touched. Daima, man. Normally Goku. Like, we see Goku, man. Just another overpowerful character, man. See, they just keep pushing their limits. I think that's really what makes anime enjoyable, is being able to see all the different power-ups and being able to see the different fights and everybody get stronger. And it's great when you have a good storyline on top of the conflict and battle as well. I really think it just kind of ties it all together and makes the anime really entertaining. Now, there's a few animes coming out, like episodes coming out before next Sunday. One of them is going to be ReZero. We're going to plan to watch the rest of the ReZero that we have left to, and that, and we'll probably touch into it a little bit Sunday for y'all. Another one, K-Dub, I believe, was Daima for Friday. Is that correct?
Oh, Bleach Saturday as well. One Piece releases Saturday, but we don't really watch One Piece like that. I'm pretty deep into it, but
yeah, I haven't watched One Piece. Maybe that's one thing, you know, if they eventually want us to do something with it, I can touch into as well.
They're remaking it right now. You're in luck.
Yeah, so I'll probably end up watching if it gets remade.
Yeah.
Reanimated.
Another big one that's like coming out Saturday that's going around in like media is Uzumaki. We haven't watched it yet, but we have it on our list.
I seen it. That Uzumaki's one that I think I like the animation style. I think that's why I kind of intrigued about it. I'm not sure too much about the storyline itself. I haven't read any manga, read up on anything about
it. I know it's written by a big horror manga author named Junji Ito. He does a lot of horror-based manga, so I'm sure it'll be like very horror-inspired.
Gotcha. Hopefully, I'm thinking it might be a little gory too, just kind of like Attack on Titan.
It is, but where it's in black and white, it kind of like...
Yeah, it's going to take some of the effect, but I think it'll still be a pretty interesting anime.
As long as the animation stays consistent, yeah.
Definitely. Another one coming out Sunday is also Fairy Tail. Now, I haven't watched Fairy Tail myself.
Watched the first, like, 100 episodes of it. It's okay.
I've seen that a lot of people like it, you know?
Yeah, it definitely gets hate here and there. People find it corny sometimes. But I like it. I thought it had fun characters and a fun power system.
Maybe that's something that we could potentially watch as well in the future. So, who knows?
There's a few hundred episodes.
A few hundred episodes? Has it been out for a while?
Yes. Probably like 10 years.
Oh, wow. So it's long going.
Yeah.
No offense, if it's been going 10 years...
One Piece has been going over 20.
Yeah, but One Piece is one I've heard a lot about. No,
it's like it's Fairy on the
Tail,
same
I've heard, like here and there.
It's on the same wavelength as One Piece. It competes with One Piece in manga sales and stuff.
It's just that
One Piece was like brought into Western culture more, and like it of course came out a lot earlier. And so when Fairy Tail came out, it has a lot of similarities to One Piece. That's why I'm using it as a comparison. So like whenever it came out, a lot of people were just like, it's a One Piece clone. So you have to appreciate it for not being a One Piece clone and being its own thing. So like, that's probably why you haven't heard about it a lot, because it got dismissed. Yeah.
Gotcha. No. That does happen a lot of the times with some animes. You get some similar, things going on, and people start to think it's not original. But hey, they still have to create the whole storyline, create the characters, you know.
The characters in One Piece, let me tell you, are nowhere near like similar to the characters.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where the distinction came from. Maybe because it's like a crew of characters versus bad guys, and new bad guy comes along every once in a while. But like, that's just shonen. That's how all shonen work. Bleach, group of people, fight bad guy, beat bad guy, new bad guy. Naruto, group of people, fight bad guy, beat bad guy, new bad guy. That's how the genre works. It's a trope.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a continuous thing. You know, you're supposed to continuously building and expanding on their own world, you know?
Yeah.
And that's one reason why, like, for instance, Daima is interesting. Because I'm surprised that it wasn't, like, done before Super.
I doubt he had the inspiration for it before,
That's what I was about to say, is that I can see maybe, like, not coming up with the idea in time. But at the same time, why didn't he just come up with something in the future, you know, after Super? But
I think he probably just, like, came up with it way after Super had already been, like, going. And he probably came up with it, like, during the Tournament of Power or some shit. Okay, and was like,
so I have a question. Does this mean, okay, because I'm trying to track it down for them real quick. Broly. When's the last time Broly was introduced before the old Broly?
Z, which he's introduced in a non-canon movie. Dragon Ball Z, Broly isn't canon at all. He was never canon in Z. He was in like two or three non-canon movies. But no like canon content.
I was wondering maybe if like they would ever like touch in Broly. It's a hope.
Yeah, that's why they brought him back in like the Super movie, like the movie for Super, because like everybody loved Broly as a character, but because of the way that they did him in the movies,
and
they couldn't like just take that Broly because like he was already killed off. So like they were like, all right, that for sure never happened. This is Broly. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
No, my apologies. I think that Broly would be something cool to see. Doubt he will come back in, obviously, man.
I know in this, like, whenever, if Super starts getting made again, he's definitely going to be a focal point. I know the next couple arcs for the Super anime, like, if they were to follow manga content, would not feature him. Obviously, we already know what happens. Me and you, at least, already know what happens in those. But, like, they are eventually going to have, because he has like legendary Super Saiyan, but that's one transformation. And as a Saiyan, it's just been like repeatedly shown that they're not a one trick pony. They're constantly evolving creatures. So I want to see like what is his of Super Saiyan 2, Super Saiyan 3, God Blue.
What if his legendary Super Saiyan has another form, like Super Saiyan Legend God?
I mean,
that would be something cool. That would be something incredible.
And you know it. I understand why it's hard to, like, make forms for him, because, like, in this one base form, he's just as strong as Vegito Blue. Well, not just as strong as Vegito Blue, but comparable to Vegito Blue.
Yeah.
Combatable, and Vegito Blue is...
They held their own.
Vegeta Blue and Goku Blue combined times, what? Wasn't it, like, times 10 for like Patara's?
10 I can't remember.
The Pataras are one thing, the fusion dance are one thing. They do the fusion dance in this one, actually. And I don't remember what it is. I think it's base times 10 or something like that.
Probably. I've also heard people say, like, base times 100. I think it, like, the power scale, I don't know if it's ever been confirmed that it might have.
Yeah, it's something that I would have to do more research in for sure. And imagine, like, with Super Broly and Kefla being the same type of Super Saiyans, imagine if they, like, could fuse or something. Like, the fusion version of Kefla.
Legendary Saiyan.
Yeah. Imagine if Kel and Kefla fused, and imagine you could, like, Patara fuse and then fusion dance fuse with Broly at the same time. So they're, like, like a double fusion. Like a double fusion at that point. So it would be like base times base times base times 10 times Super Saiyan, legendary Super Saiyan bump, which is at least like a 20 times, at least probably. Probably more than that, because it's probably at least whatever Super Saiyan was for Goku. And that Kaioken was a 20 times. I imagine Super Saiyan was at least 100 times. So it would be Broly's base times Kale's base times Kefla's base times 10 times Super Legendary Super Saiyan.
But I doubt that they'd ever.
Oh, hell yeah. No, that's no, why this
half
is
the time the pure anime headcanon. Doesn't let them use the Pataras or the fusion, because it fusion's really cracked. And when they do have to use it, it shows you that,
and that's
they
why
have
they
a serious contender.
Oh my god, look how slumped out she is. Look at our cat.
Yeah, our cat is just
laying. Her legs are up. She's down on the ground. She's laying on her back, kicked up, legs in the air. She looks crazy. You're gonna have before she moves.
She's, you know, her dreams running.
I've never seen her lay like that, bro.
I have in the morning. She gets sleepy.
Such a good kitty. I love how easily I got distracted by the fucking cat, bro.
But hey, guys. It's been great talking to y'all. We'll see y'all later. Talk to y'all next time.
See y'all on Tuesday.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.